Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. You want to have some fun? Okay, are you ready? Sing along now. My name is Stanley Bookman, and I come from the world of ink. I live in a town called Storyville that's closer than you think. Just hop online and you will find my online world of fun. There's stories, poems, and features on everything under the sun. Just type in Stories for Children Magazine at .org to the end. Come join me in reading adventures, we're sure to become good friends. So come to the world of ink with me, we'll share a story or two. We'll go all over the world, you'll see, we'll have fun the whole day through.
Welcome everybody to the stories, it's SFC Magazine News, I guess. I'm just so used to seeing Stories for Children that I'm confusing myself. But it's the SFC Magazine News Show with myself, V.S. Grenier, and I actually have a co-host now joining me on this once a month show, which is Irene Roth, who is our assistant nonfiction editor. So welcome to the show, Irene. I'm glad to have you here with me.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So just a little bit about what we do on the show. This is Irene's first time being on the show since this is only our second show as well. We just kind of talk a little bit about the new Stories for Children magazine issue that's coming out, which would be our May 2011 issue. And just kind of talk a little bit about that. Normally we have the featured guest that's in the magazine with us on the show as well and kind of talk with them a little bit. But our featured guest who is in the May issue won't be on the show today. She'll actually be on our show tomorrow, the Stories for Children show, which is by Bobby Heinemann. So I hope everybody will be able to tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, which is 1 p.m. Eastern Time. But, Irene, did you get a chance? I know you obviously you help with the nonfiction and see all the submissions and work with Randy Lynn Marvos on accepting the nonfiction. But have you had a chance to look at any of the fiction pieces in the May issue? Because I know we were emailing kind of back and forth a little bit before the show. I just didn't know if you got a chance to look the whole issue
over.
Yes, I did. Or not.
Yeah, I did. My goodness, you have such a wide variety of different stories here. It's just so much. They sound like so much fun.
Yeah,
of course, I started reading a couple of them, and I got lost in them, so they're just so great.
Was there any titles that stood out to you as a title that you liked at all in the May issue that you can remember off the top of your head?
I love the two pillows story. That's especially cute.
Oh, yeah, that one's really cute. That one's for our younger readers, the 3 to 6-year-old readers. Yeah, I love that. It's a great bedtime story, and that's actually written by Carrie Monroe. That's a really cute one. The other one I thought was a really interesting one was the Changing History one by Melanie Davis.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful too. it's so just chock full of information that I can just see a child really, really getting a lot out of it and also enjoying it too. Like the words and the prose and everything is so wonderful. So I really praise the writer that wrote this piece. It's just great.
Yeah, no, it's a great issue. Just so our listeners know, we don't really theme our magazines, but we kind of, for the May 2011 issue of Stories for Children magazine, the idea topic, so semi-theme that we were kind of hitting for was like transportation, bikes, safety, kind of leadership, Mother's Day. And so some of the titles that we have in this issue for the fiction is like Fun with Clouds, The Birthday Gift, I'm Glad to Be Me, Two Pillows, Emily Leads the Pack, Mother's Day, Hen and Duckling, Jack Button, David Has a Secret, The Dancing Lights, Changing History, and Retro Rocks. And then we have some really great nonfiction, which I know for a while we were really trying to figure out – which nonfiction would fit with our issue. And I know we had a lot of emailing back and forth between the three of us. But we ended up having, like, animal shelters, all ears, which obviously is, you know, about rabbits, wild things. There's just quite a few different fun, informative articles, which, I mean, you and Randy did a great job, Irene, in really, you know, finding some of the best articles and you know, sending them up for final consideration. So I thank you guys for that.
Thank you. I really enjoyed Randy's article. It was great. The wild thing.
Oh, yeah. That one's a really cute one.
She has a real way of words. And, of course, Henry is something. I'm forgetting the last word of that title. It's not in front of me. So it's by Lee McKenzie.
Yeah.
What a wonderful.
I know it's a lizard. I can't think of it either. The article that I always forget a lot of the article names because there's just so many of them.
yeah, there are. But it was such a wonderful, it was just a treat reading all these articles and, you know, forming them, you know, putting them all together into an issue. It was just one of the most wonderful things I think I've done for a long time. So
yeah,
I was tickled.
The beginning of last week, I finally had a chance to get in, of course, to get all the illustrations because I was getting ready to you know, put the magazine issue together, and I was just really impressed with the artwork. April issue, our relaunch issue, I mean, we had some really great artwork as well, but the artwork in this one is just so vibrant, so colorful. It's definitely a nice lead-in for the last spring issue before we go into our summer issue next month, so I was really excited to see the bright, vibrant colors and a lot of the illustrations this month, so... And the cover is so cute because it has a little girl or two little girls, I can't remember which, off the top of my head, but riding bikes on the front. I think it's a little girl riding a bike with her mom in the background is what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
that is so wonderful. Wow.
Yeah. Now, is there anything that, you know, as, you know, being one of the editors on Stories for Children magazine that you guys would like to see that you haven't seen from contributors? Because, I mean, we do have contributors who tune in to kind of, you know, kind of hear what we're planning, what we're doing, and kind of, you know, maybe get some tips from us on what we're looking for. I mean, I know fiction is really saturated. I talked to Lori and Roxanne before doing the show, and they've been saturated big time with they've actually turned a lot of fiction away. But I know with nonfiction, it's a little different with articles because – it doesn't seem a lot of writers like to write in that genre, even though that's probably the best genre to write in as a new writer and to get your first few publication credits. So is there anything that you guys haven't seen that you'd like to see in that particular department?
Well, it would be nice if, you know, sometimes writers would, you know, have a kind of a moral point to their nonfiction. So a lot of times, you know, they're just writing about... you know, whatever they're writing about, but if, say, the animals had, you know, a point or a moral or something to think about, perhaps, especially for the older kids, you know, like between 10 and 12 years of age, for instance. For the younger kids, of course, it's harder to, you know, to really put that kind of slant on things because most times they just want to read something that's, you know, very, very simple, but also, you know, very informative and something that will stick with them, you know. But for the older child, maybe having something with a little bit of a moral or a little bit of a point to it or a little bit of a takeaway point, perhaps, you know, that they can sort of, you know, stick with for a little while. Think about, like, you know, I hope I'm making myself clear.
No, yeah, I totally understand. I mean, it's true. I mean, I have to say that, I mean, obviously I'm at the top end of the tier of submissions since I'm the final say when it comes to the magazine, but... I do know, like, when I've had to fill in from time to time in the past, it seems like sometimes it, you feel like you're reading a brochure or something straight out of a textbook.
And I know
kids don't get a lot from that, you know, like, well, why do I want to read something where I feel like I'm back in school? So, no, I agree. I mean, I think some of our stronger titles that we've had in the past have been done. Now, I don't want to say in a complete story format, but it has a little bit of a feel like that where it's told, like sometimes it's told in first person.
Yeah.
You know, where it's, if it's about, I know we had one, it was about a tree. I can't remember what type of tree it was. It's a tree that's dead. I know it wasn't a snag, but I think it was like a something like that. It was a couple of years ago, so I know I'm totally blotching what it's called. Obviously, it didn't stick with me. Sorry, guys. But it was told from this dead tree's point of view, and it started off with like, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that, I'm not blah 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 blah, and then it said what it was, and then there were some facts, of course, in there, and then at the end, you know, it talked about things. I know we've had one about a male deer, but not like a standard deer. It was a specific type of deer that was done relatively kind of in the same format, and it was just obviously, I remember the concept, but I'm sorry, but I just read too many submissions that, you know, they don't all stick in my head like 100%. But
it's not easy.
But I love that for the older readers, and so I'd have to agree with you. I think that's very true, and I know it's something that we do try and do, you know, here at Stories for Children magazine is make our, you know, when we work with a contributor to make the articles, even the stories, engaging, you know. So
it's very engaging.
Yeah, because it is important, especially when you're an online magazine, you know, I mean, you're sitting in front of a computer and reading this stuff a lot of the time, and, you know, you want to keep them interested because, like, they're turning pages or holding it in their hand and they can stop and start, you know, usually if they walk away, they're pretty much done. So our titles have to grab the, you know, the article, the nonfiction has to grab, so... I agree.
I find that a lot of authors that actually nonfiction authors that put in sensory details and, you know, a lot of, you know, the touch and the smell and the taste and, you know, it's almost like a sense of place. You know, it is nonfiction, but it almost feels as if you're right there, you know, and that really makes the piece come alive, you know. I really am impressed by pieces like that a lot of times, and they've come across my desk quite a bit lately, so I'm very, very happy.
No, it's true, and we've had some really great contributors in this issue, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was surprised. Oh, we've actually had a lot of, which I know you're new to the SSC team, Irene, but a lot of our contributors are actually, I want to say in this issue, about 80% of them are probably repeat from previous issues, which is really exciting to see some of our old contributors come back. I mean, we do have a lot of new talent in this issue as well, but that was really fun. And even some of, you know, like you mentioned, some of the SSD team members are even writing, like, in this issue, like Randy Lynn Marvose, who's the editor of Nonfiction. And we also have Jan Cornabeth, who is our site proofreader to make sure the content and stuff that's up on all the different sites is correct and typo-free and not glitching on us. And then I think in Dave Simons, which proofs the SSC newsletter for writers, he's submitted a few poems. And so it's a fun issue just because of the mix of contributors. I even have an article in this issue as well. So
you do, and it's a wonderful article, too.
Thank
it's
you.
It's just great.
Yeah, and then we also have some fun poetry in this issue. We have a poem about riding my bike, blowing bubbles, not butterfly, but beautifly, and then subway ride. And then we have a really fun word search and even a fun craft and for Mother's Day that you can do for your mothers in this issue. And then I just last night finally got to see the coloring page that we have for this issue, and it is just such a fun issue, which was by which is by Ferris Milf, who has done quite a few illustrations for us in the past, and he just his even without it being colored in, because you know I'm used to him doing illustrations for like one of our titles, but this one's a coloring page. I mean, even you know that it's black and white because you know it's obviously for the kids to color in. It was just so lifelike and just so fun.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah, so
I can just see it. Yeah. I can just picture it. It'll be wonderful to see. Yeah. I can just see a child actually sitting, coloring, you know, the various, putting various colors in it. It would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. And then the one thing, too, that those who are new to the magazine that we started doing a couple of years ago is every issue we have a different editor from the FSC team. So last month I did the April issue. I had the from the editor column, and this month everybody gets to actually meet our fiction editor, Lori Alexander, a little bit better. And she wrote a little intro into May and what she loves about May. And she lives out in Arizona, so for her, May's a little bit warmer than a lot of us across the country. So it'll make us, you know, wish for that sunshine.
Yes, for sure.
And she tells us about the blooming cactuses out there in Arizona. But it's a fun one. And then Alice Kinsley also put together our educators page for the May issue. And then we have our tips again, of course, from Stanley Bookman, which is done by Angela Clinton. So that will make the issue fun and, you know, share some information about May and a holiday in May, plus, you know, some tips for parents and getting their young ones into reading and writing as well. So that's going to be fun.
That's wonderful. That's going to carry over into the summer, too, for kids that are
yeah.
out of school. So
exactly.
That's great.
And then one thing that's a little different is we tried it last month to kind of see what would happen, and I had mentioned it in the last month's show how the magazine would only be available for purchase to download, and I got a lot of emails. I know I mentioned it a couple of times in a few of the shows throughout the month that you know, we're going to work on trying to offer the issue online again like we used to for free just for the month. So I never got a chance to really get the April issue up like that just because there's way too much going on. But besides having the from the editor, the coloring page, the crafts, the games, the feature guest section, and the youth title being free, I will have actually the whole entire issue for free only for the month. But I'm not going to say how. You have to kind of figure that out on your own. I'm making you guys go to the site to figure it out because it wouldn't be any fun otherwise. So, but it will be for the month. It won't be done how it used to be done in the past. It's going to be done a little bit differently, so I'm still working it out. So I might not have it all up tomorrow for free, but, you know, obviously the PDF is always there. And honestly, you know, for those listening and those who love our magazine, it's only $3.99, which is basically newsstand price, like you'd pay for any, you know, issue for any other kids' magazine. And, you know, the money doesn't, which Irene can totally back me on this, it doesn't go to us to pay us because we do everything, you know, volunteer. It goes back to our contributors who write the titles that are in each issue. It pays them for their hard work. So it's a way to support them, not really to support us. So.
Which is great, you know.
Yeah,
it's great to give contributors a little something, and you know, then they kind of say, "Well, this is great, and now we can really write for the magazine and feel like we're being rewarded," you know. Although I've written for free for most of my creative life, it's one of the things that I just love doing, you know. So I just I really don't mind about those things. But it's really wonderful that Stories for Children has become a paid market. I'm really excited about that, and of course we all are, aren't we?
Yes, very excited about that. And the World of Ink tours have really been one of the best things that we've brought into the Stories for Children magazine, or I should actually say Stories for Children publishing family, because that's between, you know, selling the magazine as a PDF download and then, of course, doing the virtual tours with authors and illustrators who have published books. I mean, that's really been the thing that's, you know, allowed us to pay our contributors and allow us to have such wonderful titles in each issue. And, you know, I'm so grateful for everybody in that and their support and of course, you know, the whole entire FSC team's hard work with the magazine, because I honestly, it wouldn't be back if it wasn't for everybody. So I'm really blessed to have such a great team around me.
But it's so much fun being part of it, too. Like, it's just so enriching, and you just learn so much from the process. You know, it's just wonderful. It's just wonderful
yeah.
to be, you know,
part
of it. So it's exciting.
Yeah, we're being low on time, but I wanted to talk about, because Irene, you also do book reviews with us, with four of our other FSC reviewers. So can you talk about some of the books? I know I haven't gotten them all up yet, but can you talk about some of the titles, at least, that you've reviewed that that will be coming up on the site within this, you know, within May? for our readers to yeah.
Sure. Well, there's one I know that's going to be coming available pretty soon, and it's a book report, or a book review, I should say, on The Greedy Sparrow. And that's just a wonderful book. It's written by Lucine Cassabrine, I guess it is, illustrated by Maria Kaskina. I hope I'm pronouncing this name, these names right. It's just one of these things. But it's a wonderful book. It's a very, you know, colorful and has a great storyline to it. So that's coming up. There's a few more that are going to be coming up, too. I'm going to be reviewing a few e-books that are online that just were dropped into my mailbox a few days ago. So I don't have those titles in front of me, unfortunately. But we'll be reviewing those as well. Nobody Likes Me is another book that I've been looking at and reviewing, so that's going to be coming up in May as well. So those anyways, and I think there's a few more as well. So so there's so many. There's one more, actually, Fern Valley by Eileen Stewart. That one's going to be reviewed in May as well. So there's a few, at least. There's a lot more, but I'm just missing a lot of the titles. Make sure I have them on.
And I'm grateful for you guys and doing all those book reviews, too, because it's you and it's Chris Prince, Christofferson, Wayne S. Wayne, I'm sorry, Walker. I'm like, I'm forgetting Wayne's last name. It took me the longest. Oh, Wayne, I'm sorry for the
names.
And then I have Nancy Nesmore. Yeah, we have Nancy Nesmore. And then Steve Rotten actually is taking a hiatus temporarily with doing reviews, but we can't wait to have him back. But yeah, it's been great. You guys, I know I've been seeing them getting loaded into the file for editing, so I know that there's a lot of really fun, not just picture books, but middle grade, chapter books, middle grade and novels that are being reviewed. So it's there's just this month is going to be a very packed month, I think, between the May issue of Stories from Magazine, the book reviews. We have two World of Ink tours going on. We have Steve McComey with Rhonda Eden, and then we have Lisa Yumina, who are going to be touring in May with us as well. And then plus Bobby Hyman, who is our featured guest in the May issue. So it's going to be a fun, busy month for
yes, very
for
busy.
Yeah, and then one thing, which I know is going to be completely shock to Irene, but I got contacted the other day, and I know I've kicked around the whole putting Stories from Magazine to print, and then I was like, no, we're just going to stay online only because, everybody's going online, but there is a way to offer the magazine as a print issue for those who absolutely want to have a print copy. It's not, well, I'm going to be able to have like huge subscription where you'll be, giving you a discount for subscriptions right away, because obviously the reader base would have to build for the print magazine. But there is an option I'm looking into. So it may be something that could happen that won't really require any overhead for us, since, we all do volunteer pretty much behind the scenes. And, there's not the money that does come in from selling the issues or from the World of Ink tours, like I said, everybody. I mean, it goes right back to our contributors and basically the overhead of maintaining the websites, and that's about it.
That really sounds exciting, though, that prospect. Wow.
Yeah, it is a prospect. And the only catch to is it would only be available in the U.S., Canada, and I think it was Australia, but I can't remember. I think it was Australia was where the three places that it would only be able to happen in. But that's something I'm looking into. And the biggest reason why I'm looking into it is because they also I can also still offer it as a digital, online magazine like we do. But they are working to get the magazines that they represent into the iStore, which is exactly what I want to do with Stories for Children magazine. So everybody cross your fingers who's listening that this is something that will work out for us. I mean, it's something that basically just popped on my desk this during the end of this last week. So, it's something I am looking into because I have been asked that question. Are you going to ever do a print? Are you going to ever reconsider it? And it's not something I've completely put, out of my mind. But, if something can work, yeah, I'll do it. If it makes sense, because, I don't have the finances to go down a road that, you know, when everything seems to be going digital, you know,
yeah,
it has to make sense for us as a whole. But, you know, anyways, so that's pretty much
that's
what's going on with Stories for Children.
Yeah, that's an exciting prospect, though. That's really exciting. That's great.
Yeah, it is. So, and of course, obviously, the whole team will get told about that tomorrow in an email. Those are probably those who are listening. Like, oh, sure, tell the whole world before you tell us. Sorry, guys. Anyhow, I want to thank everybody who's listening to the SSC Magazine News today. This is V.S. Grineau with Irene Roth, and we thank you guys for being such supporters of Stories for Children, publishing, the World of Ink Network, and everything else that we do. I just kind of want to tell you guys what shows are coming up tomorrow, May 2nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Is the Stories for Children show with myself, V.S. Grineau, Chris Quinn Christopherson, and then Irene's going to try and make it on the show with us, so we hope Irene Roth will be able to do that.
Yep.
And our guest will be Bobby Heinemann, who is known as the, I don't want to call her the book fairy exactly, but she writes fairy books, and all her books are about, well, her motto is, if something happens, blame it on a fairy. So it'll be fun talking to her. She has some.
Okay,
she has like
nice.
I think it's like 5 or 6 books all about fairies, from the not fairy to the belly button fairy. So that will be a fun and entertaining show. It's going to be a fun one. And again, she was the featured guest in our May 2011 issue of Stories for Children magazine. And then I talked to the other host on the World of Ink Network, which is Marcia Cook, and she was possibly going to try and schedule a show maybe this week for A Good Story is a Good Story. So far, I haven't seen anything pop up, so I'm not sure if that's a definite or not. So just be aware that maybe on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday this week that Marcia might spring a show on us with that. And then on Friday, of course, is the Writing Mama show with myself, V.S. Grineau, and Marcia Casper Cook. And our guest will be Johnny Tan, who is the Blog Talk host of From My Mama's Kitchen and author of From My Mama's Kitchen and motivational speaker. So that will be a fun show. And that show is at 5 p.m. Eastern time. I have to think 2 hours ahead. So I thank everybody for joining us today, and it was great having you with me today, Irene. I look forward to next month.
Oh, with a lot of fun.
And everybody have a good evening.
Okay, take care. Right, bye-bye for now.
Me to the World of Ink.